Chapter 42. When Pitt walked into his Numa office, he found Hiram Yeager asleep on the couch. With his sloppy clothes, long knotted hair and beard, the computer expert looked like a derelict wino. Pitt reached down and gently shook him by the shoulder. An eyelid slowly raised, then Yeager stirred, grunted, and pushed himself to a sitting position. "Hard night?" Pitt inquired. Yeager scratched his head with both hands and yawned.
"You have any celestial seasonings, Red Zinger tea?"
"Only yesterday's warmed over coffee." Yeager clicked his lips sourly.
"The caffeine will kill you."
"Caffeine, pollution, booze, women? What's the difference?"
"By the way, I got it."
"Got what?"
"I nailed it, your KG shipping company."
"Jesus," Pitt said, coming alive. "Where?"
"Right in our own backyard," Yeager said with a great grin. "New York."
"How did you do it?"
"Your hunch about Korean involvement was the key, but not the answer. I attacked it from that angle, probing all the shipping and export lines that were based in Korea or sailed under their registry. There were over 50 of them, but none led to the trail of banks we checked earlier. With nowhere else to go, I let the computer fly on its own. My ego is shattered. It proved a better sleuth than I am. The kicker was in the name. Not Korean, but French."
"French?"
"Based in the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan, their fleet of legitimate ships flies the flag of the Somali Republic. How does that grab you?"
"Go on."
"A first-rate company, no rust bucket operation, rated lily white by Fortune, Forbes, and Dun & Bradstreet. So damn pure that their annual report comes accompanied with harp music. Scratch the surface deep enough, though, and you find more phony frontmen and dummy subsidiary companies than gays in San Francisco. Documentary ship fraud, bogus insurance claims, chartering phantom ships with non-existent cargoes, substitution of worthless cargoes for ones of great value, and always beyond the jurisdiction of the private outfits and governments they screw."
"What's their name?"
"Bougainville Maritime," answered Yeager.
"Ever heard of it?"
"Min Corio Bougainville.
The Steel Lotus?" said Pitt, impressed.
"Who hasn't? She's right up there with the celebrity British and Greek shipping tycoons.
She is your Korean connection."
"Your data are conclusive, no chance of error?"
"Solid stuff," Yeager replied adamantly.
"Take my word for it. Everything triple checks. Once I tuned in on Bougainville as the source, it became a simple chore of working backwards. It all came together. Bank accounts, letters of credit. You wouldn't believe how the banks turn their backs on these frauds. The old broad reminds me of one of those East Indian statues with 20 arms, sitting there with a holy look on her face while the hands are making obscene gestures."
"You did it," Pitt said enthusiastically. "You actually pinned Sosan Trading, the San Marino, and the pilot town on the Bougainville shipping empire."
"Like a stake through the heart.
How far back did you go?"
"I can give you the old girl's biography almost to when she spit out the tit. A tough old bird. Started from scratch and a lot of guts after World War II. Slowly added old tramp ships to her fleet, crewed by Koreans who were glad to work for a bowl of rice and pennies a day. With practically no overhead, she cut rate her freight costs and built a thriving business. About 25 years ago, when her grandson joined the company, things really took off. A slippery customer, that one. Keeps in the background. Except for school records, his data file is almost blank. Min Corio Bougainville built the foundation for maritime crime that spanned 30 nations. When her grandson, Lee Tong is his name, came along, he honed and smoothed the piracy and fraud part of the organization to a fine art. I had the whole mess printed out. There's a hard copy on your desk." Pitt turned and for the first time noticed a 5-inch thick sheaf of computer printout paper on his desk. He sat down and briefly scanned the notched pages. The incredible reach of the Bougainvilles was mind-boggling. The only criminal activity they appeared to shy away from was prostitution. After several minutes, he looked up and nodded.
"A super job, Hiram," he said sincerely.
"Thank you."
Yeager nodded toward the printouts.
"I wouldn't let that out of my sight if I were you."
"Any chance of us getting caught?"
"A foregone conclusion. Our illegal taps have been recorded on the bank's computer log and printed out on a daily form. If a smart supervisor scans the list, he'll wonder why an American oceanographic agency is snooping in his biggest depositor's records. His next step would be to rig the computer's communications line with a tracing device."
"The bank would most certainly notify old Min Corio," said Pitt thoughtfully.
Then he looked up. Once they identify Numa as the tap, can Bougainville's own computer network probe ours to see what we've gleaned from their databanks? Our network is as vulnerable as any other. They won't learn much, though, not since I removed the magnetic storage disks. When do you think they'll smoke us out? I'd be surprised if they haven't pegged us already. Can you stay one jump ahead of them? Jaeger gave Pitt an inquiring stare. What sneaky plan are you about to uncork? Go back to your keyboard and screw them up, but good. Re-enter the network and alter the data. Foul up the Bougainville day-to-day operations. Erase legitimate bank records. Insert absurd instructions into their programs. Let them feel the heat from somebody else for a change. But we'll lose vital evidence for a federal investigation. So what, Pitt declared. It was obtained illegally. It can't be used anyway. Now wait a minute. We can be stepping into big trouble. Worse than that, we might get killed, Pitt said with a faint smile. An expression blossomed on Jaeger's face, one that wasn't there before. It was sudden misgiving. The game had ceased to be fun and was taking on darker dimensions. It had never dawned on him that the search could turn ugly and he might be murdered. Pitt read the apprehension in Jaeger's eyes. You can quit now and take a vacation, he said. I wouldn't blame you. Jaeger seemed to waver for a moment. Then he shook his head. No, I'll stick with it. These people should be put away. Come down hard on them. Jam the works in all aspects of their shipping company. Outside investments, subsidiary businesses, real estate dealings, everything they touch. It's my ass, but I'll do it. Just keep the Admiral out of my hair for a few more nights. Keep a lookout for any information relating to a ship called the Eagle. The presidential yacht? Just a ship called the Eagle. Anything else? Pitt nodded grimly. I'll see that security is increased around your computer processing center. Mind if I stay here and use your couch? I've developed this sudden aversion to sleeping alone in my apartment. My office is yours. Jaeger stood up and stretched. Then he nodded at the data sheets again. What are you going to do with it? Pitt stared down at the first breach ever in the Bougainville criminal structure. The pace of his personal investigation was gaining momentum, pieces falling into his hands to be fitted in the overall picture, jagged edges meshing together. The scope was far beyond anything he'd imagined in the beginning. You know, he said pensively, I don't have the vaguest idea.